Hello, God bless you, and welcome to Connection Point, the podcast of West Kern Christian Center, where our vision is connecting people to His purpose. I'm your host, Pastor Randy Bunch. If you'd like more information about the ministries of West Kern Christian Center, simply go to our website at wkcconnect.org. Now let's join a service that's already in progress. Well, welcome, and you're probably wondering, if you're a regular listen to Connection Point, what is this? What's this with the intro? And we're not listening to a message right now. We're listening to Randy Bunch, pastor of West Kern Christian Center, kind of just talking to us on the podcast. Well, this was actually the introduction we were originally going to use for the podcast, Connection Point, when we began it some time back, but I am myself a regular podcast listener, and a lot of times I'll listen to one podcast after another, and one of the things that always bummed me out was having to listen to the same intro, 100 times over and over again, because I want to get to the meat, to the message. And so we've always kind of just posted our messages on the podcast, and so we kind of get right to the meat of things on our regular podcast. But what I wanted to do, and I had planned to do this for some time, is to have regularly what we're going to call Connection Point Update. And it's just simply going to be an update of things that are going on in relation to the church, West Kern Christian Center, as well as some of the other ministries that we have going on, through the church, both to people locally in the Taft community and the west side of Kern County, as well as those abroad that listen to us online or get involved with us through the website. And so we just want to kind of have an open ability to communicate to you and share with you what's going on at West Kern Christian Center, and also to have an avenue whereby you can connect with us and contact us through the website, through email, or any other way that you would like to let us know that you're on the other end of this podcast. You know, you throw these things out there in cyberspace on the internet or whatever, and you really don't know who's on the other end of these things unless someone bothers to communicate with you. I've done a lot of radio and even TV in days gone by, and it's just very much kind of, just kind of casting your seed on the ground, not knowing what's going to sprout, what's going to produce some fruit. And particularly when it comes to the airwaves, we really don't know who's out there listening, who's being blessed by the podcast. We know that our people, that oftentimes maybe if they miss service or something, they tune in and catch up on a service they missed. And some people, I'm sure, go back and listen to the messages from days gone by. But we really would love to connect with some of you that are living maybe in other parts of the world or other parts of the country that are actually hearing, Connection Point Podcast, which is, again, the podcast of West Kern Christian Center right here in Taft, California. One of the things that I want to talk about, and first of all, let me just do this right off the bat. If you're listening to me today, or you're a regular listener to Connection Point, or if you are getting on our website, or if you're somehow familiar with us getting blessed through the ministry of West Kern Christian Center via the podcast, the website, or if you're local in our community and you're feeding on these resources or coming occasionally to the church and visiting, we really want to hear from you. Our website is wkcconnect.org. Again, that's wkcconnect.org. We have a ton of resources on that website. We're going to be talking about that for a little bit in just a moment. But I want to hear from you. If you could drop us a line, email us at info@wkcconnect.org. We would love to hear from you. Again, the email is info@wkcconnect.org. We would love to hear from you. If, again, whether it's through the website, the podcast, or any other way that you're connecting with the ministries of West Kern Christian Center, we would really, really like to hear from you. I want to talk a little bit about the website today, because it's something that has really kind of taken on a life all its own. You know, when we developed the website, it was always our desire to have a means whereby we could provide resources to people, whether they're local or around the world. And that, again, that's the wonderful thing about the internet today. You know, we pray for doors of utterance to be open. And in Paul's day, when he prayed for the Lord to open a door of opportunity for him, when that door was open, that meant, you know, saddle the donkey, hit the dusty trail. And he might not have traveled, but, you know, just a few hundred or maybe 1,000 miles in his lifetime, whereas today we can literally reach around the globe in a moment of time, in a fraction of time, via the internet. So the walls that once prohibited us from travel and accessibility, those are pretty much a thing of the past. And so we have a way of speaking to the lives of people literally all over the world. And we know, because we connect with people in nations like Pakistan and India. It was interesting, in the month of July, we had 1,779 hits on our website. And when we looked at some of the locations, it gives you like the top five locations where you're reaching people. We have people in Kiev, in Beijing, China, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And maybe it's just one listener or two in any one of these locations, but what a blessing to think that we're reaching into other nations of the world with this broadcast. We do have international outreach by way of supporting other ministries and other men and women of God who are doing great things for the Lord in other parts of the world. Through our finances, we believe in giving to missions. But through the website, we have a way of just getting a ton of free resources to people all over the world. And I want to share a little bit about that today. Again, the website is wkcconnect.org. And if you'll go to the website, you'll notice, of course, we have a home page, an introductory page. You can read a little bit about the church. And on that home page, of course, are links that will take you to different places on the website. There's an about link that tells you a little bit about Maria and myself and our church and what we believe. And then we come to the media link, which is huge, because if you click the very top link, which says media, it will take you to a page that has all of the various media links that we have. In fact, if you just scroll on that link, there will be a drop-down list and you'll see those. But if you actually click that top link, it'll take you to a page where there's a nice little animated background, and you'll see all these links to various forms of media that we have that are available for free. Right on the top, of course, is the Connection Point podcast, which you're listening to right now. You've already found out if you're hearing me talk right now. But then also another thing that I derive great satisfaction from is the pastor's blog. If you click the link to the pastor's blog after having clicked the media link, it will take you directly to the blog site. If you go to the top and hit the drop-down list that's, you know, where it says media, then you can actually go to the page we have on our website that talks a little bit about that. But either way, both pages will get you to the actual blog site, which is a separate website, actually. It is a WordPress website, and we have, gosh, I forget how many blogs. I want to say, I'm afraid to even say. We just have a ton of blogs that we've been writing now for a couple of years, I think, at least certainly over a year. And then before that, we were writing articles for the Paso Robles Press when we had an outreach over in Paso Robles, California. And then I write a weekly article for the Midway Driller. It's in the paper every Friday on the religious section, so you can read that. And then oftentimes these articles come from the blogs that I write. It might be a pared-down article from the blog, because sometimes the blogs are a little bit more extensive. But I want to talk to you a little bit about that blog, because there's a very specific reason for which it's written, and a very specific audience. You know, when we minister the Word of God in our services on Sunday, we're talking by and large, of course, to believers. And so we're teaching them the Word of God, because it's our job as a pastor to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. So we want to make disciples. We want to make genuine Jesus followers that take their walk with God very seriously. But as you know, we in the church have insider language. We have our Christianese that we speak. And so even though we try to communicate, you know, on a broad spectrum to people of various levels of spiritual development in the church, still there is kind of that insider language. With the pastor's blog, we do something quite differently. The pastor's blog is really written to our culture, our society at large. As many of you know, we have gone from being what just a generation or so ago, really a decade or two ago, was what we would have called a Christian nation. But today it's very obvious that we are moving ever more toward a secular worldview in what was once known as Christian America. And there are many people in our culture today that not only do not speak Christianese, they're not interested in speaking Christianese, and they need somebody communicating the gospel to them in a perspective and in a language that they can relate to. So oftentimes on the pastor's blog, we will share things from an apologetics standpoint. If you're not familiar with that word, Greek word apologia simply means to give an answer of the hope that lies within us. And so we want to make a defense for the gospel. That's what that word apologetics is all about. And I'm influenced by a lot of great thinkers out there, Robbie Zacharias, Oz Guinness, Alistair McGrath, so many of these guys that are just great thinkers, very educated guys, and we try to digest a lot of the things they're teaching us, and then just share them in hopefully a little bit more layman's language, perhaps. These guys are Oxford, Cambridge graduates, and so they speak in a very lofty, elite way. And so we try to take a lot of that information, digest it, and communicate it to the people that are maybe curious about faith, but just need to hear it presented intelligently, or maybe in a way that they can understand, that's maybe a little bit divorced from some of that Christianese. Some of our blogs are a little more folksy and a little more anecdotal, tell some stories and bring some relevant Christian truths. And we speak both to believers and non-believers through that blog. So for me, the blog is one of the most satisfying things today that I do, whether it's writing articles or writing the blog. And so that's out there, again, in the ether on the website, which again is wkcconnect.org. And so we would love for you to go to the website, read some of the pastor's blogs, give us feedback. If you love it, let us know. If you hate it, let us know. We just want to get feedback from you. Then another exciting thing we have on that media link on the website is Connection Point Magazine. We produce a quarterly magazine, and I was really delighted when we did the very first edition, which was actually a year ago. We've done four of them now. So last fall we did the very first. We're going to be coming out in October this month with the next fall edition. It'll be the second fall edition. So we're, you know, right out a year we've been doing this. And when we did the very first edition, we went and picked them up from the printers. I think we only had about 100 of those made at the time because they're quite costly. And then we picked them up from the printers, and the ladies were just so generous with their compliments on the production quality. We wanted this to be the kind of magazine that you could easily see this on a magazine shelf in any, you know, department store or grocery store or, you know, in a bookstore. And I think we've even gotten quite a bit better than that in the last several editions. We have articles ranging on all kinds of topics, things that relate to culture and how the Bible speaks to the relevant needs that people have in their lives. Some of the articles are more geared perhaps toward Christians and just good Bible teaching. We have one entire edition, I think it was our second edition, the winter edition of last year, actually this year, I think it was winter 2015, that was really geared toward healing. Each magazine has a theme. The first one was kind of just an introductory magazine. I think we went 8 pages with it, and then after that, I think we went 12 pages with the others. But anyway, the second one was on healing. We have a testimony from one of the ladies in our church who had a dramatic healing. She was healed of ALS, and there's a tremendous testimony of how the Lord raised her up and healed her body. And then we have some wonderful teachings, you know, on healing in that edition. And then the next one in the spring was on missions, and we talked much about missions. And then most recently we talked really about how our culture is changing and how we are moving away from a Christian worldview to adopt a more secular mindset based more on materialism and naturalism. If those are not familiar terms to you, by all means, go to the link on Connection Point Magazine. Read up on these things. I believe every believer, it's incumbent upon us as the church to be conversant in the language of our culture so that we can reach people who come from a different place. Not everybody was raised in a Christian home. In fact, many people today were raised without a real consciousness of biblical truth, and so we need to be able to communicate to them in a way that's relevant to them. Just a couple of other things. We have some video blogs. Another exciting link is our healing school. Back last fall, we did a healing school, and when you click that, it'll take you to another place on the website where there's some study guides. You can download them in PDF, and also there's some audio files there. Those are not available for download, but you can listen to them on the website, and it's about a 6-week healing school. It'll be a blessing to your life. And then we have a little article called Life Without Limits, which is really just a salvation presentation. But we have all these things available on the website. Again, that's wkcconnect.org, and we would love for you to get on the website. There's a lot of other materials on the website that will be a blessing. And if you want to give to West Kern Christian Center, if you want to donate, there is a place there where you can donate online. If you would like to go to the Connect link it is. It's the on the drop down list will be the last link from our Connect link up top. You can go to a donate online page. And then the last page is a contact page where, again, you can email us. You can actually fill out a contact form. And if you would like to hear from us on a regular basis about the goings-on at West Kern Christian Center, we will connect with you. We want to encourage you, follow us on the blog. You know, come to the website regularly. From there, you can access the podcast on iTunes, or you can subscribe to the podcast that you're listening to right now. And every week, you'll get generally every week you'll get two services, our Sunday morning service and our Wednesday evening service. And so that will minister to you, particularly if you're a believer and you want to be nourished up on the words of life and developing your spiritual walk. Those are very appropriate for that. And then, of course, like we said, there are the blogs as well as the magazines that I would say reach a little bit of a broader audience, as well as let people know what's going on at West Kern Christian Center. So that's kind of what we want to do in these updates, is just let you know what's going on, let you know some of the things that are available to you. Like we said, it was wonderful in July to have 1,700 and some odd hits on the website. I think in September we had around 1,400 and something. So it's done very, very well. And we're happy that people around the world are getting on the website, feeding on the material. But we really, really, really want to hear from you. It's huge to us to hear from you and also to hear what's been a blessing and a help to you. And so, again, that's info@wkcconnect.org. That's our email address. Go to the website, wkcconnect.org, and you can go to the contact page, and all the information is there as well. We would really, really love to hear from you. So please email us, whether you get on the contact page and fill out a form, or just email us directly. Please do so. Let us know that you're hearing this material, that it's a blessing to you. Occasionally, we'll do some other things on these updates. I don't know how often we'll do them. I love to do them on a regular basis, maybe at least once a month, if not more, and let you know what's going on at West Kern Christian Center. Of course, for those of you in this area and those of you who are not from this area, we are in the season of Oil Dorado in Taft, California. It's a once every 5 years we have a celebration here in our little oil town here in West Kern County called Oil Dorado. It's our big shindig we do once every 5 years. And so what's kind of exciting is the Ministerial Association of our community is bringing in a wonderful group, a Christian group called Sidewalk Prophets. Many of you have heard of them before. They're going to be kind of really launching Oil Dorado along with another group that's opening for them this coming Friday night. It is going to be a wonderful concert. And by the way, if you haven't got tickets, you can still get tickets for that event, and we would love to see you at that concert. And just go to the Westside Ministerial Association's website and you can get tickets for that. But we really want to kind of, like we said, just kind of have a voice into your world, as well as you having some input into ours to let us know what we can do to be a blessing to you. There's also a page on our website where you can purchase the most recent book that I wrote some time back. I think it was in 2013 it was released, a book called The Gospel Saving Power. And it's available both in paperback as well as a digital version of it if you go to Amazon.com, or if you are like me and a Apple digital device freak, you can use your smartphone or your iPad and go to iTunes and buy it right off there. But just look up my name, Randy Lane Bunch, or just the book, again, The Gospel Saving Power. You could purchase that online. Again, these resources are there for you to feed on, be blessed by. If you are looking for a local church in the Taft area or in West Kern County and you've not found a home church, we just want to say to you, welcome home. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. as well as Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. at 1006 Street in Taft. Again, if you go to the website, there's directions to the church, and we would really love for you to connect with us and be a part of what God is doing at West Kern Christian Center. We're a relatively recent church, only about a year and a half old. We're a plant, and so you can kind of be, if you will, on the ground floor with us as we look to reach out. We have some exciting initiatives that we're just launching now to reach out in a practical way and touch people with the compassion of Jesus Christ, reach out and touch some of them in their material needs and share the love of Christ in a practical and tangible way. So there's a lot of good things going on. We just came out of the month of September where we had a 30 days of prayer initiative. It was great. And actually, a lot of what we're doing is kind of coming out of that 30 days of prayer. Even what we're doing today, I believe God's finally given us kind of that green light to get some of these things launched. And, you know, it's prayer that's oftentimes the catalyst for action. And so we want you to be a part of what God's doing at Westgrove Christian Center. Again, join us for services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. as well as Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. at 1006 Street in Taft, California. Don't forget the website, wkcconnect.org, and email us. Please email us at info@wkcconnect.org. Let us know how we can be a blessing to you. Let us know if the podcasts are ministering to you, and by all means, let us know how the website is blessing you and how we can be a greater blessing in your life. Well, friends, we love you. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time on Connection Point Update.